Blocking's good.
Good.
Good. Excellent.
All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
My name is Alan Zhang. Actually, I'm the founder and CEO of TrustLook.
And what does TrustLook do?
So we addressing the hardcore problem for the mobile security. Now, these days, there's a lot of problem for the BYOD device. Now, traditional vendors copy a lot of solutions from the PC, from the network, now bringing to the mobile. But it's always focused on the problem we had like 3 months ago, the malware we had last year and 2 years ago. So we want to build some solutions for the real time addressing the malware. Now, we want not only addressing the malware today, we want addressing the malware we'll publish tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year.
So we've been hearing from almost everybody.
Yeah,
we've
pretty
done
much.
Like 35 shows.
I think I know where you're going with cell phones, right?
That cell phones are fine. We don't address cell phones. Our product doesn't focus on cell phones because cell phones are pretty safe.
Right.
Not the case?
It's not the case, actually.
Okay.
So if you talk to the IT guys, the most headache problem is the BYOD. How do they guard those devices?
Right, but BYOD is not the cell phone's fault as much as the VPN connection or the connection to your network. Isn't that the bigger problem? So the phone itself is fairly secure, right?
It's not, actually.
Okay.
It's
all
not,
right.
Actually. Really? So, you see, the first thing is that the phone is designed to make a phone call, send an SMS message,
right.
But it's not, the security is not the first time they're thinking when they engineer it. So, now you see, there are many attacks that happen to, I target you, I get into the phone, you will bring your phone to the office, to connect to the office, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Connect to the network, then it's easily to hijack from there, you know. So, how do we solve the problem?
It is a phone. It's
so are hackers using? So we have data from companies that we have interviewed that said the data doesn't really push the idea that cell phones are being used a lot because they're not really being attacked as much.
It's not true.
That's not true. No, okay, we start there. So
another
that's not
radio
true.
Security Guy Radio exclusive.
You feel real good after some interviews, and then some interviews.
My last interview, I just
anymore.
Felt good and I was safe, and now I feel bad again.
Okay,
right. So
move your microphone up just a little bit more. That's good.
So are hackers are utilizing cell phones? That's what you're telling us. But are they using it and to gain access to the network to get the administrative privileges, or are they actually trying to attack the phone itself and gain information from that?
Yeah, try to think. You know, we have IPS, we have firewall, we have all kind of device defense the network, right? It's hard for me directly get into, you know, but if we can try to get into one or two employees' phone, and they will bring my malware to their network and create connect to their Wi-Fi.
So they use it as a transfer device.
Yeah, it's
I will have a
hotspot,
you know. So I will just, the first time I have a spot to hijack some code there, I can do the scanning.
From this thing right here? From this hotspot? I'm in danger?
Oh, this one, I don't know.
It's Verizon.
Verizon is...
pretty good?
It's a Wi-Fi connected to the 3G. But
yeah, a hotspot, yeah.
But it's the enterprise, you know, if you connect it there, I hijack that one, I can go to your
then you can go one
network,
level up, right?
I see.
Corporate network, you know.
Yeah.
So cell phones are getting used as really a transmission device to get into other networks. How are the hackers actually exploiting vulnerabilities in the phone?
So it's easy now because, you know, there's no really hardcore detection solutions, you know. So you made a malware, you transfer to the Google Play App Store, and 5 minutes later it will online, actually. Because, you know, I don't think that the App Store guys have a good defense technologies to detect this stuff, exploit some of the vulnerabilities, you know. You just, it's a malware, you steal my contact data, you steal my pictures, you know. Now it's hard, actually. Because, you know, until now, the industry is still building the technologies, doing the, such as TrustLook, we build the set box solutions, right? We throw app in, we let it run. You want to take my picture, take my credit card, I let you get it. So, but at the end, I was doing a final evaluation. You run in a set box. You take some data, I record everything, I throw all the behavior data into a security model. We predict how good you are.
And it closes up right after usage?
Yes.
Every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you grab the data in my file box, you grab it. But in the user side, you cannot use it. We already get a concurrent.
Similar to the company we talked to that was doing that for just internet, right?
Yeah. Yesterday we come here, we launched the Sentinel project, you know, what we build internally in our lab, you know. So we want to build a sandbox behavior model to the phone itself, you know. Let the phone, the first time, gets the ability to prevent the unknown threat. Such as, you know, we will work closely with the manufacturer, you know. So let the screen model can get behaviors from the cell phone room itself. Then when we have any abnormal behaviors, we'll pop up an alert right away, let user know. This one grab your credit card, this one take your cell phone numbers,
right.
Take your pictures. You want let them do it or not do it, you know.
Now, are you trying to build this on the manufacturer level, on the boards, or is this a software offering, or what?
We want to work with, we have cloud-based solutions. We already help protect the 400 million users, you know, the cell phones, you know.
400 million, wow.
Yeah, that's, you know, we have some super app partners, you know. Each of them at least have like 50 million more download, you know.
Okay.
So now we want to build some offline solution, directly work on the phone, but not every time the user can access internet, use their phones, you know. But if there is a malware there, we have a corner cannot cover. The other thing is, you know, nowadays many attack is not general attack to everyone. It's targeted to specific user. So that's if you want penetration to trust look, target my cell phone, you know. So
right.
So there will be one time malware only appears one time the signature. The signature why not work? No one will make a signature for my phone from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight. So because the signature will right away after 7 o'clock it will expire.
Right.
Oh,
so
okay.
This kind of attack only you have one.
You might miss it if you're at dinner. You wanted to know it was there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it's only one trying to attack one person, one set of credentials.
Yes.
You can't build any sort of tool to defend against that.
We already found that some of the malware that they didn't abnormal anything malicious in California because of Google Play there. Google's team is there. They will audit their applications. But in North Virginia, in here, in Las Vegas, it will behave very malicious, you know.
Right.
So they have some kind of this technology to build on the hacker side, you know. So we have to have some technology sitting in the phone itself can catch the abnormal malware, the real-time alert users, this is safe or not. But this kind of technology we are working on to make it work for the ARM chips, you know. The ARM chips now have the feature called the Zero Protector from Qualcomm already work on this stuff released end of this year. And they can give behavior signals. They will let your user know if this screen is touched or not. If maybe there's a cell phone dial out or not. So the very simple behavior combination will be, I didn't touch my phone, I didn't use it, but there's a cell phone dial out, you know. So
that's interesting.
This stuff is right away can get user protected. Right.
So how many phones actually get cloned? Does that really happen anymore, cloning?
Cloning is in the Asia area is pretty easy to do, you know. Such as I know you have like $1 million in the account, you know.
Right.
I just I can use in social ways, so I'll purchase on the darknet. I could get your ID. I print the ID out. I go to the carriers in like AT&T. You know, I lost my phone card. This is my ID. You know.
Right.
Call me a SIM card. 5 minutes later, you have one.
Oh.
They put it in, reset all your bank account password, then transfer all the money away. That's happened in 15 minutes. You know.
It's much easier.
Cell phone is now is our ID. If we lost our SIM card or someone grab it, you know, someone fake it, you know, so it will damage a lot.
Why don't the network recognize that? So I switch phones a lot because I'm always getting the latest phone, and I give my kids the cheaper phone that I just had, right?
Right, which happens every 6 months.
And the old phone, I keep it turned on, and I'm still getting texts to that number, although now the SIM cards aren't moved, now they're kind of built in, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So is that's kind of a form of cloning, because one phone is still getting the text network while my other phone is getting it at the same time.
Right.
Why don't the networks say, hey, wait a minute, two phones can't get the same thing at the same time?
Yeah, I think the carrier, that's the latest that we have like 20 or 30 years already, you know. So for that industry, change is really slow. We cannot expect like tomorrow everything change, you know.
It's like they don't care about that, I guess.
So
it's kind of weird.
That's why we want to work directly with the cell phone makers, you know. They can impact, you know, yearly, like they can manufacture maybe 100 million cell site, you know, the smartphones, I mean. So then this way you can protect as much more user as possible, you know. We also now work on the security model, export the security ability to some of the tools makers, you know, the finance makers, e-commerce vendors, you know. If they want to protect the user, you don't depend on the cell phone itself. You can integrate it into a security model from TrustLook, you know. Before you're doing transaction, you want to do a scan, is safe or not. If not safe, do I need to turn on a security VPN to doing the transaction or not.
Right.
You know?
So, it's a little cyber expert on your phone telling you whether you should or shouldn't open something up.
Right, right.
Very interesting.
Very
Alan,
cool.
Alan, give us your website name.
It's trustlook.com, T-R-U-S-T-L-O-O-K.com.
Excellent. And your name?
My name is Alan Zhang. Again, I'm the founder and CEO of Trustlook.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming on the show. This is very interesting. I'm scared again.
And
I'm back to being worried.
Cell phones
I'm
are
worried.
Now.
Thank
but
you.
They're thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Thanks
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Al.
Great. I'll take that. Thank you.
So, everybody.